Oh, hi, Dennis.
Oh, hi,
Tina from Local Splash. How are you? I'm good, too. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
There's something on my bank account.
Oh, I see. So I can give you an option if you like, because your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. If the bank account is tight right now, we could take those off, and that would lower the past due amount to just $199. And then that also would go to your monthly payment as well until you get back on your feet. If you ever wanted to, you know, put the Facebook ads back on, you could. But it would stay at the $199 monthly if we didn't hear from you.
Well, how much do I owe you guys right now?
Just $299. How
much? Friday.
Till Friday, okay. So what I'll do on Friday then, once the payment goes through, and again, I'll take that $100 off to make it a little bit easier. But on Friday, I will push the next billing out 30 days for you, because I would hate to have you pay on Friday and then have another one on November 2nd, which is, you know, coming up pretty quickly. So I would push the next payment all the way out till November 25th for you.
Right. But how am I going to get this ad like totally kicking again? I mean, I'm not even up and running on this damn thing.
Well, they've been emailing you. Google is asking you to do a video verification, and it's actually a really good thing when they offer that, because what they're doing is they're protecting you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually be a valid business in the area. So that video verification, it's a simple process. It only takes 5 or 10 minutes, where you just go on and you upload a couple of things to show that you're a valid business in the area. And then once Google gets that, they'll publish you. And that's where you're going to see an explosion of results.
I thought I did that, but I mean, I'll try it again. I mean, I got all the pictures already taken. I mean, the one in my truck, the yard, you know, where the material is, and the street.
Let me ask the verification department if that former one that you sent through went through, because sometimes Google will even offer a live video verification, and if that one's available, it's a little easier, because then you just get on a Zoom call with a Google rep and you just show everything to them live. So let me just see here. I'll ask the verification department to look at your account real quick. Do you remember how long ago you did that? Okay, so it could be that you did it a few months ago and there was something that Google still needed, because if they, you know, are asking for it again. I'm just looking a few months back in the notes just to see if there's anything that's showing. So if the option is still available, I'm going to have them send you a fresh email with the instructions. And it's going to have about 7 different suggestions on there, meaning it'll say if you have a business license, you can send that. If not, send a business registration. If not, you can send a work vehicle with the license plate or a work vehicle with your tools showing. So you don't have to send all 7 options, but you do have to at least, you know, send over something. So on that list, let's say you only have 1 or 2 things that they're asking for. That's great. Just send over the 1 or 2 things that you have. Okay. Now, my verification department did just confirm that the video verification hadn't been done on our end. So maybe you did it before, you know, you were working with us or something. But he wants you to accept the invite, the manager invite to the Google Business page, so that we have access to it. So he's going to send you two emails. One, it will be to invite Local Splash's manager, and then the second one will be that you can go in and do that video verification again, okay? Mm-hmm. And then for the $199 payment for tomorrow, do you want us to do that on the same card ending in 6411, or will it be a different card?
That one.
That one. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'll circle back to the account tomorrow, and once it processes, I'll push the next billing out 30 days. And then, of course, if you have any questions on either one of those emails, just feel free to call us, okay?
All right, no problem. I mean, but then, I mean, I can get back on the Facebook window also, right?
Yeah, the Facebook is easy. You can call back any time and put those ads back on. Unless you wanted to keep them on, we could just process $299 tomorrow. But do you think it'd be easier to just stick with the $199 for now, and then we could put those on later?
Yes, yes, for now. I got to get a new truck and everything.
Yeah, and you know what, Dennis? Once you're verified on Google, honestly, I don't think you'll even need the Facebook ads anymore. And here's why. 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13% that would go, you know, if you take Facebook and Yelp and Yellow Pages and Yahoo and all those other sources and lump them into one category, they're only getting 13%. So the Facebook ads are definitely great in the beginning to jumpstart your profile and get you some traction online a little bit quicker. But once you're ranking, I don't even think you'll need them. And then keep in mind that you'll always have the business Facebook page too. So even if we're not running ads on it, the business Facebook page is still going to be available for your company.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay. So I think we have a good game plan then, right? Definitely. Okay, I put a note in here, and my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777, so if you need anything else moving forward, just feel free to give me a call, okay?
Yes, ma'am, Tina. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good day, Dennis. Bye-bye.